We'll move on to the next committee report, that being Trustee Cepeda, talking about audit, budget, facilities, and finance. And I would remind that in addition to Trustee Cepeda, Trustees Montgomery, Hall, McClinton, Wilson, and McMillan are on that committee, as well as Treasurer Lester McKeever. Ray, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chairman. A meeting of the ABFF committee was held at 1 p.m. on Monday, March 7th, 2016. Members of the committee present consisted of a quorum of myself, Trustee Montgomery, and McMillan, and student trustees McClinton was also present. After approval of the January 11, 2016 committee meeting minutes, the following draft board items and presentations were made. First, Dr. Christophe Pierre, Vice President of Academic Affairs, presented a draft board item for student health care insurance rates academic year 2016-2017. Mr. Robert Plankenhorn, Assistant Vice President for Treasury Operations, presented a draft board item requesting alternative projects funded by proceeds of the Healthcare Services Facilities System Revenue Bond Series 2013A. Mr. Michael Bass, Senior Associate Vice President and Deputy Controller, presented 8 draft capital items for committee consideration. Assistant Vice President Dwayne Elmore presented 4 purchase and 5 renewal recommendations for committee consideration. Mr. Dean Hagen, Director of University Investments, presented the December 31, 2015 Endowment Investment Performance and Program Update. Mr. Pat Patterson, University Controller and Senior Assistant Vice President, presented the results of the fiscal year 2015 financial audit. Ms. Julie Zimaitis, Executive Director of the University Audits, presented to internal audit report for the quarter ended December 31, 2015. Vice President Walter Knorr updated the committee on the status of the state budget, accumulated fiscal year 16 billings, and the monetary assistance program. He also informed the committee of the rating agency actions and the results of the auxiliary revenue funding bond sale in February and expected sale of auxiliary revenue bonds for the UIS Student Union in April. The meeting adjourned at 2:35 p.m., and as such, 11 board items for consideration today are recommended to the full board. Item 14 is the student health insurance rates for Urbana, Chicago, and Springfield campuses academic year 2016-2017. Item 15, construction contracts for renovation Everett Laboratory, Urbana. Item 16, construction contract for renovation of the Irwin Center for Doctoral Study in Business, Urbana. Item 17, contract for the Student Union in Springfield. Item 18, the project budget for construction contracts for main building addition, Construction Engineering Research Laboratory, Urbana. Item 19, construction manager for design center facility, Urbana. Item 20, health services facilities revenue bonds series 2013A alternative projects. Item 21, project for research laboratories, medical sciences building, Chicago. Item 22, project budget for professional services consultant contract for Clinical Performance Center, College of Medicine, Chicago. Item 23, construction contracts for mechanical and electrical upgrades, University of Illinois Medical Center, Chicago. And lastly, item 24, the purchase recommendations. We didn't have a lot to talk about. With that, I'll conclude my comments other than to say that the next committee meeting is set for Monday, May 9th, 2016, at 1 p.m. I'll take
any
questions. Thank
you, Ray. Any questions? You're right. There was a lot to cover in that meeting.
It was a busy meeting.
Yes. Any questions or comments? All right. Thank you, sir. The next committee report is Academic and Student Affairs. With Trustee Sarah as chair, I would also remind that Trustees Estrada, Brown Holmes, McClinton, Hall, and Wilson also serve on the committee. Karen, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Academic and Student Affairs Committee met yesterday, March 15th at 3 p.m. Trustees present were Estrada, Hall, McClinton, and Wilson, and we were delighted to have Trustee Smart also in attendance. In our regular business, we approved the minutes of the last meeting of January 20, 2016, and we reviewed the following recommendations prior to advancement to the board as a whole. Appointments to the faculty, administrative, professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff. Sabbatical leaves of absence 2016 and 17. I'd like to especially thank Vice President Pierre for a helpful summary of the sabbatical review process and the sabbaticals presented for our approval. The breadth and depth of the fields represented in the faculty research is indeed impressive. Appoint interim Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs and Provost Springfield. Appoint interim Dean Library Instructional Services Springfield. Establish the Master of Science and Data Analytics College of Liberal Arts and Sciences Springfield. Establish the Bachelor of Arts in Theater College of Liberal Arts and Sciences Springfield. Appoint faculty fellows to the Institute for the Humanities, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Chicago, and reorganize the Department of Pediatrics, College of Medicine at Peoria, Chicago. We also heard a status update by the President's Task Force to prevent and address sexual violence and misconduct. The task force reported a goal of their work was to establish consistency across the system that is based on campus needs and best practices. A few of the tasks the task force accomplished were to rewrite current policies, draft new policies, and launch easy-to-find web resources to distribute that information. Among the next steps the task force suggests is to review the findings of the campus climate survey they distributed and to institutionalize the new prevention training. I note that faculty and staff at all three campuses and university administration are in the process of completing online prevention training now. Following the presentation, there were several questions and a very productive discussion. I'd like to thank the task force for their very important work. That ends my summary. Our next meeting will be held on March 18th, 2016 in Springfield. Thank you.
Very good. Questions or comments relative to Karen's report?
I would only make one comment, and it's that the presentation on the President's Task Force to Prevent and Address Sexual Violence and Misconduct that was presented by Dr. Gordon and Ms. Abdullah Span was just outstanding, and it really demonstrates a commitment to this issue, and that they are doing it with just sincere passion and care for our students.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate that.
And there'll definitely be follow-up by the committee in the future.
President, I'd just like to add a comment of thanks to all of you. Many times we are seen as trustees in this meeting that we have six times a year, but I know each of you serve on at least one committee. Some of you serve on two or three. We don't even talk about the service you all do on the Civil Service Merit Board or the other LLC committees. I'm just so thankful that you all are able to find time in your professional schedule, your personal professional schedule, to do the things you do for this university and this Board of Trustees. A lot of the work that's done in all those committee meetings allowed this meeting to be as relatively efficient as it is. So I thank all of you for that effort. President Killeen.
Make a brief comment. There's many items, as there always are at the board meetings, and very significant appointments and activities and so on. I'd like to highlight just three of the specifics, which I think really point to the fact that the University of Illinois is forging ahead despite state issues and so forth. And they're the exciting items regarding the construction management for the design center on the Urbana campus. That is going to be a transformational new activity devoted to for student experiences. I want to thank Chancellor Wilson and Provost Faeser in particular for their steadfast leadership on that. I think the construction agreement for the student union at Springfield is a testament to Chancellor Cook's fortitude, vision, inspiration, and I really want to thank Walter Knorr and Michael Bass for very creative, and their teams for very creative. And thirdly, the sheltered market effort, which will be released in a press release today. First of a kind in the state, and I think it really speaks to our commitment to diversity and participation, and I'm very excited about those three elements. I just had to...
Thank you.
Each time, there are a few things there that reach that threshold. You can't not say it. Thank you.
Thank you for making those points. Appreciate it.